Dougie Mobile.
W2JKT Mobile by Echolink. Morning, Ken. How are you?
Eric, how are you doing this morning? I thought you wasn't working today.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. It's a long day for me, but I need to go in this morning for a couple of things, so I'm going to work from home tomorrow instead. What are you up to this morning?
Not too much. Just pulled out of the subdivision, getting ready for this wonderful Tuesday.
Oh, that's cool. Let's see, exit 72, so it's just coming up on the intersection with I-26. Here in 85. I'm still on Echolink. I still really haven't figured out my radio situation. I need to take some time tonight and modify the gooseneck mount and figure out my antenna issues and try to get a better setup so I can hear the repeater better. It's still pretty bad. I can't really receive this repeater even from 85 most of the way. So I got to figure something out. Absolutely. I would much rather be over the air. Echolink is usable. The delay is bad. The internet connect, I have to reconnect to the repeater. The audio frequently kind of drops out a little bit just because it's not, the network isn't. I think it's using UDP and audio skips. So, it's not the best. Echolink's definitely not the best.
Bad if you're stationary, but if you're rolling down the interstate, it's definitely, has issues. And that could, you're breaking up just a little bit intermittent, but I can understand you.
My phone is also on a VPN, so let me disconnect from that VPN real quick, and I'll reconnect to the repeater. Maybe that'll improve things a little bit. W2JKT, I'll be right back.
BFW, standing by. 4 HKX, good morning. The ship looks like.
It's right here where I'm at, but as soon as I get away from the house, I'm sure it will be.
It's not too bad foggy over here. It's just a little bit above us still.
All right, W2JKT back in the group.
KO4HKX.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you doing this morning?
Great, other than being up at 5:30 in the morning.
Well, I've got you beat by 2 hours there, so just be thankful you got to sleep till 5:30.
It doesn't bother me, but the last couple is just, I don't know, been tough.
Yeah, it was kind of a late night last night. We were out trick-or-treating with Courtney's younger kid. He's 7, so I didn't get home in bed until almost 10 o'clock, so definitely a day.
Had a good haul of candy. Been out that late. That 3:30 does come early.
It never ever comes late, that's for sure. It's gonna be a long day. I'll sleep in a little bit and get caught up.
Motoring down the road, I think we made it in bed at 8 o'clock, but we didn't even have any trick or treaters.
In your little neighborhood.
First moved in, you'd have 100, 150, and then it just started dwindling down, and now you don't get anything. I think the trunk or treat at the churches is kind of taking it all over.
Yeah, and I don't know, maybe call me, this might be harsh, but, I think the trunk or treat just takes all the fun and excitement out of Halloween. I mean, just going to a parking lot and taking candy out of somebody's trunk, it's just not enough to do all the neighborhoods and meet a bunch of people, and I don't know, I think the trunk or treats have really, taken away from it.
I seen a meme the other day. What are we teaching our kids to get, go to a strange car with a stranger and get candy from it with the trunk or treat? So it made you stop and think about it.
Yeah, at least if you're going to somebody's house and something weird happens, you know where they...
Patrick, if you're coming down Highway 25 in the Greenville, it's
Clear sailing all the way. A little light fog at the bottom of the hill. KD4IOX. Good morning, everybody.
Missed your call there, but appreciate the info on that.
10-4 KFW, and I forgot the name already.
This is coming up. It's Noel backwards. Name's Leon. Lima Echo Oscar November. And it calls Kilo Delta 4 India Oscar X-ray. I don't have an X though. Sorry.
Leon, I appreciate the info again. But I don't know what it is about the bottom of the mountain there. It seems to be always foggy.
Said that, and I hit it. Yeah, it's foggy. Rick, yesterday, when you bailed out yesterday morning, we were talking about those intersections that I lied to every single one on the radio. It's not a divergent X, it's a divergent diamond. Is that intersection that you can cross over and you're on the wrong side of the road.
W2JKT. Yeah, thanks. Divergent diamond. Yeah, that sounds about right. But yeah, no, they're very common in Europe, and they're becoming more common here because they're safer and they just work better. You know, a little janky if you're not used to it.
Dean Greer?
Sorry about that. Go ahead. How you doing this morning? Sorry about that, kid.
I'm doing pretty good. Just enjoying the ride in. Did I hear you say yesterday that you worked in Greer?
That is correct. I worked at the company there right by the water tower in Old Bunker Road.
What's that?
Be late because I like to be in on time. Name of the company.
I'm not sure I know what that, because I live right there by the the Fairview Baptist Church and the Ingalls and the auto auction, and that I live right there at that intersection.
Where do you commute? Oh, you commute to Spartanburg, that's right. Mondays and Tuesdays, that's only 2 days I work.
Do you work from home, or is that the only days?
Well, I like to think I work at home, but I'm retired. So I retired a year ago. Quiet. I'll throw Patrick under the fire there. We're trying to get him to retirement, right?
I was just trying to give Eric a chance to get in if he had something to say. I know with EchoLink it's a challenge. But Leon, where are you coming from if you're coming down 25?
I actually live off of 64 in Edneyville, across from the Justice Academy. You know where the VOR antenna is on Sugarloaf Mountain, by chance?
I don't know the exact location, but I know the area. I know where the Justice Academy is at.
Right there at the Justice Academy, if you head towards Lake Laura Back Cave, and go about 6.5 miles up that way.
For that, I live over in Penrose. I don't know if you knew that or not, but I'm coming from that area.
You don't come down through Caesar's Head, nothing like that?
Truck's parked in Hendersonville, so I come out Canoga to Upward Road and pick up my tool truck there.
Okay. W2JKT. Yeah, thanks, Patrick. I'm just listening. I know EchoLink is kind of a pain. I might take some time to car so I can at least try. But, nothing really to add, right?
I don't know if that was me or not. I'm getting close to the black hole up here, so... Eric, I couldn't get what you said on that last transmission.
Yeah, no worries, Patrick. I was just saying, but I appreciate you trying to make some room for me in here. I know the delays and latency with EchoLink makes it kind of difficult for the moment.
If you're interested, the Stone Mountain Ham Fest is this weekend. It's Stone Mountain Ham Fest. I think it's in Lawrenceville.
Well, I may try to go to that. I'm not sure yet, Leon. KO4HKS.
Be funny right now though, so hopefully far from the EV to make it. I haven't really ventured out, I'm sorry, yet. Still working up to that.
I'm thinking that if you were still trying to figure out how to install your radio. They might have some good stuff out there at the Ham Fest. Kind of help you out with that.
Well, so far, really, I just need to cut a piece of metal off with the seat track, because the seat bolt is kind of recessed in the seat track, and there's a piece on the gooseneck mount that interferes with the track, so I need to cut that piece off. And then I need to hardwire the radio into the battery so there is at least a chassis ground connection. I need to get some kind of ground plane or at least some kind of... I think those three improvements will get everything working right.
The news last night that we were in a level 4 diesel fuel alert. And then in the southeast it was code red, and I couldn't find any information on that. Anybody know what that is?
WTJKT, just a quick break. There's just been an accident, 85 southbound, at 85 southbound, just north of Pelham Road. Right lane is being, just happened because the traffic is just starting to back up. But,
thank you for that. I'll have to pay attention to that when I get to work.
You drive one of those trucks?
It's a drive van is what I drive. Got a regular route. Got three stops on the route. I usually go in at 6:30. Try to get there by 6:30 and get on the road. And I'll be done by 12:30, 1 o'clock. Unless they throw something extra at me, I'll be done by 2:33. Not bad hours. And for identification purposes, KD4IOX.
Yeah, I believe they pick up over at our place once in a while.
What's that?
Lubrizol. Drums or totes of chemicals. Most of them have to have some kind of hazmat certificate to pick it up.
Do anything with hazmat, but I could be wrong. Switch over.
I'll catch you there. KN4TFW, QSY.
IOX.
TFW Mobile.
I thought I had it programmed in. I forgot when I updated my radio. It got a software update and deleted everything. KD4IOX.
Sorry about that. Yeah, the good thing about that one is you can just plug in the numbers. There's no tone or anything on it.
I was looking for a place to pull over so I can program it real quick. What was the numbers on that again?
7285, but Patrick's already left, and Eric couldn't make it because he's on Echolink. So we can stay right here, and you can do it later if you want.
Stand by. KD4IOX, I'm back.
I usually monitor both of the frequencies at the same time, so if you pop on, or if you can't find us, we're usually there, and one of us will see you.
Usually leave my radio on scan, and when I find something, I take it off scan and use single channel. This radio gives you an option of you can monitor single channel, dual channel, or scan all channels. And it's got the channels broken down to 16 channel banks. Pretty neat little radio. That's all, you know, all the programming and everything is done by your cell phone. It's got a little app. Like I said, there's no faceplate on it.
Who is that? I don't guess I'm familiar with it.
Company named Vero, V-E-R-O, makes it. It's all Bluetooth operated through the app on your phone. It's got a power on button. Power off button, the same button, and the Bluetooth pair, you push the power button and hold it. You got one button on the faceplate, that's it. And it's really nice. I talked to my son into getting one, and he decided he would want it after all, so now I have two of them, and I'm trying to sneak it into the wife's, the other one in the wife's car.
Hop 2730.
I got me good stuff.
I'm on that one. I didn't quite catch it.
ICOM makes good stuff. They've been around a long time, got a good reputation.
One of my mentors, he had one in his truck, and it always sounded so good. So I found this one. It was a open box sale, so I picked it up for a couple $100.
I picked this one just based on the fact that you can mount the radio anywhere, under the seat or whatever. Everything is accessible through the microphone. The microphone, you have four buttons on the face of it, and those four buttons will do all the functions. Channel up, channel down. Haven't figured out how to make it scan, though. And the unique thing about this radio is it has a little handheld microphone with a display, and it costs about, $50. But the little handheld thing is USB rechargeable, and it's Bluetooth, so you can actually get out of your car and be within, Bluetooth range of the car and still be talking on the radio and listening to the radio wirelessly.
Cool. I had never done that. I know I tried to Bluetooth my HT to my stereo here, but man, I had all kinds of issues. It just never did. Sometimes it worked good, and sometimes it wouldn't.
One of these days, when I get more time to play with it, you can do the same thing to this radio, to your car speakers. So the speaker that's on the microphone, it has a speaker in the radio itself, has a speaker in the microphone, or you can Bluetooth and use the speakers, any speaker you want, through Bluetooth. So I've had it once or twice through the Bluetooth in the car, but it gets a little complicated at times. I'm a simple kind of guy.
I relate to you on that simple stuff. Yeah, I can deal with that. And what was the name of it? VIBO or something like that?
The Victor Echo Rosker. Victor Echo Romeo Oscar. Vero is the name of the company that makes it. That's a VRN 7500. Victor I have a hard time with that. VRN 7500 is the model number. Really neat radio. It's really fantastic. I love it. It's just that we take technology to another level.
At least it doesn't have a faceplate. You got to think and stick it somewhere. So all you got to deal with is a mic, right?
Cell phone. Like, I use these magnetic holders on the cell phone, so I'm looking, it's set to stay on all the time when I have this app pulled up, so I'm looking at all the channels right now that I have programmed into it. If you want to change channels, all I have is reach down and touch the screen on my phone, and it changes the radio to that channel.
Pretty interesting. I'm going to have to look that up when I get to where I can today.
If you can shoot me an email or a text or something, I'll send you the link to it. They are, and it's all metal frame radio. I've had good service out of it. Just totally unique. And they're not expensive.
And look you up on QRZ, or my email is good on QRZ also.
When I get good call signs, I kind of get them jumbled up sometimes, so I have a hard time with that. But mine's good on QRZ, KD4IOX. I think I got my cell phone number in there, too, either way. But, yeah, shoot me an email. I'll send you the link. And, hey, we're out riding around one day. We can get up. I'll show you. I'll give you a demo. They're pretty cool.
You go into Greer on 290?
Just past the Honeywell Place Aerospace on 290. I'm going. Mount it up. It's really neat. Me and my son came up with this mount. I've got to drive this diesel truck, and it's got side pockets on both sides of the center console. We just mounted hooks on the mounting bracket, and it hooks right on the side pocket of this truck. So if I want to take it out, I put the power pole connectors on it. Before I take it out, I just pop the power pole connectors, the coax, and take it out.
So I saw we were in a diesel alert level 4, and then the southeast was in a code red, but I couldn't find any information what that actually meant.
It means either. I heard they have 25 days supply of diesel, which is, I guess they consider, just critically low. So I don't know. I mean, I don't understand the shortage of it. It's a lower grade of gas. So, I mean, I don't know. What do I know? I just drive it. But it tows my fifth wheel camper very well and my boat. That's all I can tell you. That's why I bought it. And I hate driving it to and from work, but it's a little cool to be riding my motorcycle. And the wife gets a little upset when I take her car, so.
All that. Hey, I just pulled up into the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3, and I'll catch you again sometime this week. If not, we'll look for you on Monday, KN4TFW.
Have yourself a great day. Take care. Enjoy the beautiful weather. It's a lot better than yesterday. Man, I got wet yesterday. 73, KD4, Iowa.